This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live, and we're launching into the third hour of the program here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Apparently, the Navy is now recruiting by buying YouTube influencers. Maybe if we get a chance, we can talk about that since Adam Kokesh, our guest co-host here tonight, knows a thing or two about YouTube.
No.
He's got a YouTube channel.
Don't get me started.
We'll get into it. Maybe. But we're still talking about Boston and what happened with the Straight Pride rally slash parade speech thing. You got your microphone pulled. We got into that afterwards. So you were speaking. You were invited to speak. They wanted you to speak. Then they changed their mind halfway or most of the way through your speech. Pulled the mic out of your hands. You then went down into the crowd. And there
was
some
free hugs.
You were giving out free hugs, but there were some interactions with Antifa.
Well, just to back up for a second, for people just joining us, the gist of my speech was the whole culture war is a BS distraction. You're fighting the wrong people over petty crap. The left-right divide is nonsense. We should unite against the real enemy,
which is
fight the system,
the state.
Fight the state. Yeah, and I said, well, the one thing I love about these events is that they bring together all the people who so desperately need a hug.
Right.
And laid out some of the reasons. And I trolled the trolls. I guess I trolled them hard enough they couldn't take it. Mark pointed out, wait a second, the people who invited Milo Yiannopoulos couldn't take Adam Kokesh? What the heck?
That's true.
And it's like, I guess
the badge of honor.
I feel like I'm at like some kind of super troll level up status right now where I'm like, ooh, I don't know. Should I use my powers for good or evil? So I went off the stage giving out free hugs and finally got around to the counter protesters. And it's actually been a fantasy of mine for a long time to really talk to Antifa people. And I've tried a few different ways and never been able to get someone who I thought was credible to sit down and even do an interview with me as Antifa.
Right. I can't even, I don't know who these people are, what they stand for.
I think they're all shills. If I was Donald Trump, I'd bankroll all of them. Don't look at liberals as kind, compassionate people. Just look at these masked thugs.
Yep, yep.
Don't look at conservatives as caring, considerate human beings. Just look at these freaks with tiki torches.
Mm-hmm.
That's
what they do. Yeah. That's the media. It's the whole shtick.
All right. So you go down into the crowd after your speech. You're giving out free hugs. At what point does the pepper spray come into play?
Well, hold on. This is the scene with Antifa is first, actually.
Okay.
And the fantasy of mine has been to go talk to him, to do man-on-the-street interviews.
Right, that's
to
what
like
you do on your YouTube channel.
Yeah, to do the Socratic dialogue where I put people on the spot and I ask them hard questions. And if they're not open-minded, they look silly. And I think that would be an easy thing to accomplish with most of these people with Antifa. And I've seen the attempts at interviewing them. But the idea of saying, look, I am meeting you with free hugs.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk. Well, I was willing to stand with the Nazis over there if that's how you want to misrepresent them. Fine. I'm here now. Free hugs. What's up? And we weren't sure how this confrontation was going down. We gamed this out like, are they going to just bum rush you? Like, are you going to get stabbed right away? And I'm thinking, well, we're going to make sure we have a few cameras there at least.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go in calm. We wanted to create a scene going across the no-go zone, but the cops were really not going to let that happen. So we had to go around and come to the crowd from behind. But at one point, after giving out a bunch of free hugs, I was surrounded by the legit Boston Antifa.
The black blockers.
The black blockers. People
masks.
In all black, full masks. Like, not just I'm wearing a mask to cover my nose and mouth for pepper spray, but like goggles and hoodies.
Yeah,
and
you
like,
can't
like,
identify these people.
Very careful people avoiding being identified. And there were like 10 of them in a discreet circle around me. And there was kind of a crowd behind me. There were a handful of people supporting me going like, did you hear what he just said? This guy's like, no, this guy trolled the trolls. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm trolling you guys too. Mm-hmm. Like, hugs. Come on. Who wants a hug? And while these guys, they were standing there just holding up their middle fingers, like flipping me off. And there were people. Now, Chris tells me, what did they yell? Give him a Boston beatdown. I actually didn't hear that, but I heard a lot of people saying stuff like that. Like, oh, so go punch that guy. He's a Nazi. I'm Jewish. He's standing with the Nazis. Punch him. Okay. Yeah, well, that's better. He's a libertarian. Punch him. Okay. Yes, punch me for being a libertarian. Now you're talking sense, at least. You know,
at least they know what they're punching
you. Yeah, at least you know what you're punching me for now. And every, like, minute or so, someone would come out of the crowd.
Let's get give a picture here, right? So here you are, Fallujah combat veteran, and not one of the little ones either, right? Like, you work out with weights all the time. You're trained by the United States military to harm people. What does Boston Antifa look like? I mean, besides having masks on.
Why are you setting me up to be the mean guy?
Are they little?
Mark?
Are they skinny?
I
don't think they go work out. That's why.
I think I saw a few of them who weighed less than one of my legs.
Yeah.
And there was a point at which I was really scared. Like you said, it was the Chris Pratt Velociraptor scene where there's like, and I'm like, breathe care. Oh crap. Oh, and then I was really, and a lot of them were like yelling stuff, and like they were like, you know, like I thought, well, are they going to jump me? And then I realized there were only like five who were right in front of me who were like being aggressive and trying to like, and at some point I was like, well, if the five of them decided to jump me, they might get the best of me, but it would take all of them. And they're all going to get really hurt. And I could probably pin two or three of them down, and one or two might get away if my friends don't help.
Mm-hmm.
But this is not going to end well for them. And at that point, it was a lot easier for me to stay calm.
And are they known for jumping being aggressive people? With a guy who has a free hugs T-shirt on?
Yeah.
Right. But
they were confused.
Are the Antifa known for jumping people, or are they known for using weapons against them? You know what I mean? Like, they're not
both.
Yeah, because, I mean, they don't seem like the kind of people, just because of their size, who wouldn't be armed with something. Right.
Well,
like,
what was so cool, it was more that they were confused, and they knew that not only, like, hey, I look like I have some meat on me, and I know how to stand up straight, and I'm looking you right in the eyes. If you come at me, it's not going to end well for you. And there was some of that, but the best part of it was that every minute or so, someone would come out of the crowd and hug me.
Mm.
And half of them were Antifa people. They were people at least fully masked up. So, like, there's this crowd of Antifa, this line going, get them, get them, get them. And then every now and then someone would, like, break ranks with them to give me a hug. And the guys who were like, get him, were all just, like, they just kind of diffused.
Yeah.
And I was just super calm in the middle, just like, who wants hugs? Who wants to talk?
But none of them wanted to talk.
You want
to
yell and talk crap? Okay, well, you want to talk? Oh, no, you don't want. And then, so to your question about the pepper spray then, because this is what, that scene was coming to, like, a beautiful resolution. You know, everybody was calm, and people were starting to go, I don't know what to do when he's offering free hugs. I guess I'll go yell at the police now. You know, it was kind of getting to that, and the cops started pushing people back. And with Derek, when Derek was on, we talked about that first wave.
Mm-hmm.
This is when they first started to clear the streets. And I looked over my shoulder, and I saw that they were pepper spraying. And I put my shirt over my nose, like, I'm not going to breathe any of these, you know, overspray fumes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm backing away, and I didn't think I was in harm's way. Like, just close enough to see. Like, I was, I don't know, at first, like, 10, 20 feet away. And then it, like, surged because the cops were in a actual, like, wrestling match with one of the protesters. And I saw one cop just kind of lunge towards us, and the whole line of cops lunged in our direction. And I look over my shoulder to see what's going on, and I don't want to say, because I want to see the video footage first before I, like, describe the physicality of this. But I turn around, and cops, like, spraying people right in the faces, and I got it. Oof. And it was, like, I've been pepper sprayed before.
Yeah, and this was worse.
For demonstration purposes, with my eyes open. This was like CS. It was some, like, my arms are tingling now. Like, they're still
every
burning.
Now and then I can get a little tingle, like, in the back of my throat, just sitting in the room with you.
And we're rubbing off CS crystals.
Yeah. There's more coming up here in moments. And it was nice of the police to prove your point, that they are the enemy.
Yeah.
There's more coming up here. 855-450 free, like freedom.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone. It's often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDarkBags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn 6- and 7-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. All you have to do is dial here toll-free. Our number for you is 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. We can talk about anything. You can bring up whatever you want. And in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
And Adam.
And Mark. As you know, as far as investing goes, gold has definitely been on the move recently. It's hit highs in the last from the last 5 years, so record not record highs, all time highs, but records for the last 5 years, and it's historically known to be one of the most secure investments. McIlvaney ICA has a free report that you can download if you'd like to learn more about investing in precious metals. The report is the 6 advantages of adding precious metals to an IRA and how you can double your ounces. McIlvaney ICA has a program that is intended to help you to increase the number of ounces of gold or silver that you might have. Get it online at icagoldsilver.com right now. McIlvaney ICA is also offering a free portfolio review. They're America's foremost precious metals advisors and have been since 1972. ICA's pioneered practices and leading strategies for compounding ounces, and they have helped people take delivery of precious metals, both with domestic and international fine storage options, also for decades. They also have helped thousands of investors with precious metals IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review. I'll give you the telephone number here. Or you can go to ICAGoldSilver.com and download the free report right there. ICAGoldSilver.com, and the number is 800-525-9556. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts. If there's more from the Straight Pride rally that you want to talk about here, Adam, we can get into that. But let's talk first to Nathan. He's on the line in Lynchburg, Virginia, listening to WLNI-FM. Go ahead, Nathan.
Hey, I was just curious. Did you guys perhaps catch Chappelle's last hour-long program?
No, but I have to know. I've heard about it too many times.
Yeah, I heard that he triggered some people with some really great jokes, but yeah. I have not seen it either. Mark,
it's on my list.
No, same as you guys.
I've seen it, and it was hilarious, and I loved it. I mean, he picks on everyone all the time, but if any other entertainer would say the same stuff that he said, they would probably lose their job and be banished from Hollywood and everything else. Why is it that he seems to be able to get away with it, while Michael Richards might mention something of what I just said, that it's because, well, Michael Richards, you know what he said recently, right?
No, I have no idea.
I don't know who he is.
This is the guy from the Seinfeld show,
Seinfeld.
Right?
Yeah, Kramer.
Okay. Well, who lost it and had a little racist tirade?
Yeah, he said he...
You mean that by recently? Career. Recently, yeah, Kramer's life is like 3 years ago now.
Well, no, I know, but recently he came out and said that the only reason, like, you could pick on white people, you could pick on Asians, you could pick on any minority or any ethnicity, but as soon as you pick on black people or say certain words, you can call a white person anything you want, but you can't call black people a certain word. It's sort of showing this, the double standard that we have in our society, that it's okay for black people to say the N-word, but if a white person says it, it's wrong. And it's okay for black people to pick on the LGBT community, but if a white comedian would do that, they would never hear the end of it.
So is that what Chappelle did?
I'm assuming, because I haven't seen it, but I think you're getting at something really important, but you're still off on a key point here, because if you're going to tell people the truth, make them laugh,
or they'll
freaking
kill you.
Right. That's right.
And there was nothing in what Richard said that was
funny,
really truthful or funny. And there is something. Right. It was a little racist rant. He wasn't being funny, and it wasn't getting at any deeper truth. It was disgusting and shameful, and it was responded to somewhat appropriately. I didn't get into it. But the difference, and I think what people are praising Chappelle for, which is great, is that he is capitalizing on the fact that he has his celebrity cemented, and he's not going to be hurt pissing people off with the way that he has. And kudos to him for stepping out like that. It's awesome. And I'd love to.
So what did he say? I mean, obviously you can't retell the joke as well as he did, but, you know, what was it?
Yeah.
You said you've seen it, Nathan, so, I mean,
what was the most important gist of it?
Well, he was picking on the political correctness of this day. He was standing up for that other comedian who, what's his name? The white comedian. I forgot his name now. Darn it. But,
all those white guys look alike.
Yeah, they do. I mean, it's so hard to tell the difference between them, but this was a ginger one, so, you know.
Okay.
Anyways, basically.
That was one of the lines, wasn't it? Is that you can still pick on gingers?
Yeah, no, he actually didn't pick on the gingers this time. That was mine, sorry. But anyways, he was basically ripping and roaring on the modern society we live in that you can't, and he was going against liberals for the most part. On every issue except for abortion, which surprised me. Well, it doesn't surprise me about abortion, but it surprised me that he was taking a conservative, it seemed to me, and I'm a conservative myself. He was making me laugh because he was bringing out all this garbage that we've been dealing with for the past, 10 years or plus, with how our society's changing so rapidly towards sensitivity, emotionalism, and dropping out logic and reasoning. And he was just kind of bringing it back. And I think someone like him could quickly, if you just clean his act up a little bit, could become a political, social figure with the way he's standing and the way, what he's doing.
He doesn't have to clean up anything. I think there was a period in this country just in the 60s and 70s even when celebrities would speak out more. You know, think about the comedians of that era who, Bill Hicks, George Carlin. There's so many others I'm leaving out, obviously, but like there was a period of
Bill
time.
Bill Cosby.
That was an intentional omission. Thank you, Ian. There was a period when, when comedians and other celebrities would feel more comfortable weighing in, and it's like
they've been silenced in a lot of ways, controlled. But
with the stuff he's been saying about, if you guys watch the special, just pay attention to what he says about the LGBT community. If any other comedian would say what he said, even though a lot of it, in my opinion, was true, they would absolutely destroy him.
Well, they may try to come after him. I mean, who knows? They may try to shove him out of certain comedy clubs and that sort of thing.
Supposedly, he's quoted as saying.
I heard NPR today, and there was some already talking about it on NPR.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, which is the beginning of it. But are they going to really pursue his career and his lifestyle, or are they just going to let him go?
I don't know. Because only time will tell. But I mean, kudos to him for speaking out. Like I said, none of us in here have heard it, but it definitely is something I should check out because people
I've
are
heard
talking
enough
about
good
it.
Things.
Yeah, I mean, I loved his show that he did. It was a hilarious program. You were going to say, Mark Sargon?
Yeah, I mean, he said a recent quote, I guess, is that that these sober leftists, these people that can't take a joke, are the hardest people to entertain. He's never had anybody that's so difficult.
Mm. Hey, Nathan, thanks for the call. Thanks for recommending that program. Apparently, it was a Netflix special called Sticks and Stones.
Yes. Thank you, Nathan.
Appropriately titled, I suppose. I appreciate the call. There's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live's live Saturday show. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
I'm crazy about My Magic Mud. This is the most important oral care product created this millennium, and I'm not kidding. We all have different opinions on politics and issues, but we all have mouths. And I want yours to be as clean as possible, with teeth as bright as they were meant to be. I will never be without My Magic Mud. It's a little surprising, but man, does it work. If you only listen to one thing I say ever, go to MyMagicMud.com and get 20% off with code FTL. MyMagicMud.com, code FTL.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence says they've deployed the full resources of the federal government to assist West Texas following a mass murder in the Midland-Odessa area.
The president spoke to the attorney general. The FBI is already assisting local law enforcement in in the investigation going forward.
At least five people are dead, including the murderer and 21 others wounded that were taken to a local hospital. Delray Beach, Florida Mayor Shelley Petrolia says her city is prepared as Hurricane Dorian strengthens.
People are participating, picking up sandbags to be able to protect their homes and also making sure that the garbage and things that accumulates around houses have been put up so that we don't have any problems with projectiles if this storm hits.
The mayor also says people should not let their guard down in Florida despite the storm's new projections, which have it going further north towards the Carolinas. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free here if you want to join us on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Adam.
And Mark.
And don't forget to check out Adam's website, thefreedomline.com. And now, that is not your campaign site.
But it'll get you there.
Okay, so it links to the
campaign. Easier than remembering how to spell my funny last name.
Right. Thefreedomline.com. Check him out there as we go back to your phone calls and thoughts. We're going to talk to Ryan Ramsey on the line in Florida. Ryan, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Welcome.
Hey, good to have you. What were you calling about tonight?
Well, me and Adam were having a discussion earlier, and I told him I would call in, and we were talking about the culture wars and various stuff. I will say the last segment, that was good stuff. I've seen that special, and it's really interesting. I think something we should all think about is, yeah, the Dave Chappelle thing. Like I've always said, the kind of solution to racial problems is to all just, like, laugh at each other and just, like, stop being, you know, sensitive.
Yeah.
To and be, you know what I mean? Like
Carlos Mencia kind of racism.
I mean, like, really? Like, it only has power if we make it have power in our minds. I mean, it's, the legislative part is over. There's no discriminatory law, per se, you know.
Now, Adam actually told us off the air that apparently you are a former racist.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was a leader in the you know, I grew up in Los Angeles, and I got basically I was, you know, I kind of joke with people about it. I said I was more Rosa Parks than American History X. They were just beating me up because I was white, and everybody else was, like, not white where I live. So, you know, I joined the military and joined the Navy, traveled the world, met people. So now I'm probably one of the more successful actual anti-racists there is, but they call me one still just because of my past association, but that's neither here nor there, you know?
I really want to encourage you, and now that I get a chance to call you out publicly, I really want you to tell your story more. I really think you should be a known quantity in the freedom movement. People should know your story, because what I've seen is a really disgusting reaction to someone coming away from a bad idea, from a hateful idea. And I was attacked by a lot of different people for a lot of stupid guilt by association reasons for just showing up at the straight pride event at all, even though I was going to troll it in my own way. And one of them was that I was affiliated with you. And I was like, are you're saying that you're against racism and you're attacking someone for being a former racist? Like, and I know that's a real oversimplification.
No, listen,
like,
Adam, this is
holy crap.
This is a powerful
really?
Concept. This is really important that people understand. And this is the biggest indictment that I can give you on Antifa and all these sort of tactics.
Mm-hmm.
I left this like white nationalist thing in like 2009. I met like four guys. We decided we wanted to do something about gun rights. We end up, by 2010, I'm in the Florida Senate. We passed this like landmark bill, which pretty much defined the last governor election, mm-hmm. which has, we sued Andrew Gillum like three times. And we founded this group that has 20,000 dues-paying members, Florida Carry, one of the successful grassroots gun lobbies. And that led me to the Libertarian Party, right? Because I want to broaden my sort of issue scope, right? So all these guys are like, wow, we could just like quit being white power skinheads and being violent, and we could like go actually just like speak and go do peaceful means of actually get something done instead of be marginalized and get prison sentences, right? So,
before you continue, I mean, that's not what you typically expect out of a white nationalist, white power, you know, Nazi separatist to just all of a sudden be like, oh, let's just quit doing this. I mean, what was it that led you to that conclusion?
Well, it sounds like a match.
Well, like I said, I was never
an activist.
I think it's a big misconception about a lot of white nationalism sort of things is like people think it's just like you just wake up one day and you're just like, I don't like black people. It was like, it wasn't like that. A high school in this part of Southern California that I grew up in, it was like a prison yard. You pretty much have to pick a side and like, they're going to, you know, these guys are going to attack you whenever they can. And you have to try to out intimidate. I mean, you know, like I got it's just pretty much how, you know, so a lot of these people, so you grow up, I join the military, I start traveling the world. Of course you meet people that aren't white that are cool. And then what are you going to do? You know what I mean? Like I've never had like it was never like that really, but.
So hold on, slow down for just a second here. I want to make sure I'm following what you're saying. So you grew up in a place where racial lines were sort of drawn that you were thrown into.
Correct.
You had to pick a side.
And he was a white minority, right?
Correct. I mean, my high school is like, there was like 40% of people speaking English, you know, or something. So they're like, this is the Nortenio's bathroom. You can't use it. And I'd be like,
when you got out into the rest of the world, you were then encountering people who were normal and they were, you know, a different color than you, but they were all right. They were good people. And that,
absolutely. Yeah. I mean, certainly in the Navy, it's the same. They call people from all over the country, right? So you're gonna like you're bound to meet people, and then you travel the world. You go to all these countries, you know, and you meet people, and you're like, wow, you know, this is cool. So it's kind of incredible. I tell people my moment was when I said, so really, my enemies actually like my political. You know, as I became more well read, I'm like, my enemies are pretty much white liberals who pretty much want to pit me against all these other people. I sort of like is Hillary my squad because she's white, but like Thomas Sowell's not my squad, or like.
Well, hold on, Ryan. Just to jump ahead to make sure you're not trying to demonize white liberals as a demographic here. I'm assuming you ultimately came to realize the string pullers behind that whole system, right?
Well, yeah, no, I'm not talking about it. When I talk about our political ideology, I only attack the ideology, never the people. I think that we actually. That's a whole other. We don't want to go off on too many tangents, but like, honestly, that is the idea of attaching personhood to political stuff is really a driving thing. That's actually a problem. But
yes, And you get over
that. You have to deal with
it. Yeah.
Right. But no, no. But my point is, was I'm like, okay, like, who are these people that are like, you know, I'm like thinking like Dianne Feinstein, I'm from California originally. So she's a chick trying to take my guns. And then I got Hillary, you know, she's pretty much like this, like, Alinskyite, Marxist, whatever. Yeah. And I'm just like, but all these people are like, I'm like, you know what I mean? Like, the people that made Obama were almost predominantly white, you know, and I've read a lot of articles and stuff on this whole thing of the civil rights movement and the Marxism. Like, there's always a good vein, and I think the Libertarian Party fails at, not identifying always well, and sometimes we get lumped in with these people that we probably shouldn't be because they have ulterior motives. But no, it's never about personhood. You know, I'm not demonizing a white person who's a liberal. I'm just saying, I started to realize, how can I hate black people? Because really, it's like a bunch of, you know, white Democrats that were passing this crap and trying to pit us against each other. So I started looking at it a bigger deal. Like, I identify more with Malcolm X than I do with a, you know, Democrat, Bernie voter or something, you know?
Yeah. So you realize that it's the individual that matters, and that there are individuals who are against your belief systems, regardless of what their skin color is.
Well, sure. And there's the thing about it, about groups, groupthink or whatever, is that, well, that is positive and negative in that. And I think that I actually wrote an article about, and it really pissed off a lot of my old white nationalist friends. It was called White Unity? And I said, you're selling yourself short, because really, like, German history, French history, their language, their food, their, like, everything is so different. You're just selling yourself short to call yourself white. You know, and I talked about that guy in Finland, the White Death. He was with the sniper in the Winter Wars, and he killed.
Radio. We were concerned that there might have been something earlier, but I talked over top of it, so it was hard to really hear it. But it was a good call,
Ryan,
and I definitely
is a child of the internet as well.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate hearing from him. You know, it'd be interesting to actually get him in the same room with Christopher Cantwell.
He's
a former host here
on
Free Talk Live, who became a racist.
It's kind of like, I'd like to interview both of them, but before I do, like, actually have a chart of their paths ideologically somehow graphically represent that.
Because Campbell had sort of a reverse path where he was a libertarian, he became a racist, and now he's sort of like, you know, one of the more noteworthy.
Well, he never got the love at the bottom of libertarianism.
No.
He never got there.
No. Well, he didn't love
himself. Smart. He got the, yeah.
That was one problem. But hey, Ryan, thank you for the call. I do appreciate hearing from you, and we got more on the way here in the remaining moments, actually, of Free Talk Live. And you can join us here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Anytime, any place. place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time if you want to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can, of course, join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We've got a bunch of different ways that you can interact, including our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. But there's also a forum there where you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. And all of these features are free. The forum is over at forum.freetalklive.com. That's forum.freetalklive.com. Adam Kokesh here in the studio. You might be kind of in the area for the next couple days, so hopefully we may be able to talk to you again. We'll see about, you know, what your plans are going to be. But
special episode tomorrow, perhaps?
TheFreedomLine.com is where folks can go to learn more about you. You're still your YouTube channel, which is Adam Kokesh?
Yeah, and we almost got into this earlier. Some people have told me I'm the most shadow banned channel on YouTube.
Shadow banned meaning that YouTube blocks you from, like, their algorithm that recommends related videos? That kind
right of now, I have 250,000 subscribers and about 75 million views. And when I had 50,000 subscribers, my base count for views per video was about 5,000. Mm-hmm. Like, I had an intern once post 5 minutes of black silence, and it still got 5,000 views. Hmm. Now I have 250,000 subscribers, and my baseline is about 1,000 views.
Wow.
Yeah.
So your own subscribers aren't finding out about your new videos.
Yeah. And I don't know what to do about it. I'm having fun. I enjoy generally putting out a video a day, Monday through Friday, and I post it to YouTube and Facebook because that's the easiest, and I don't have to think about it. And if I had more of a team, if people want to support me through Patreon, that money goes to, like, everything I earn goes back into my activism one way or another.
You're a full-time activist.
Yeah, and I enjoy being a broke activist and, you know, living in a tire cave in the middle of the mountains in Arizona and, you know, sleeping in the dirt when I have to, and I don't mind, and traveling with Chris, sleeping on air mattresses, you know, like, it's just part of the life, and you know, we've raised a lot of money for this campaign, but all goes into the campaign.
If I may make a suggestion, one of the things that I did a year ago with the Free Keen YouTube channel, which is much smaller than yours, I think like 18,000 subscribers, but, you know, there have been times where YouTube has taken down a video due to complaints.
I have about 3,000 videos up total,
Yeah.
And I've had over 1,000 flags for content and
ridiculous
community guideline violations. I've had half a dozen videos taken down. I've had one taken down and put back up, the one I called The Restraint of Muslims, because it had that Jordanian pilot getting burned in it.
Oh, wow.
And the point was that as much as the West has screwed up the Middle East, Muslims have shown a lot of restraint by comparison, and to portray them as violent is absurd.
For the most part, they're a religion of peace,
yeah.
but there are some extremists.
But the statistics bear that out.
Yeah.
And I don't care about the religion as much as the people. And right. So it's the restraint of Muslims. Anyway,
I've
been through all of that.
Library, LBRY.
Oh, yeah.
They now
we're
have
using
a,
DTube as to have a blockchain backup.
So you do have something on the blockchain. Okay,
yeah, we went through, when DTube came out, we went through all my old videos that were still
live. Well, here's the cool thing that Library's done is they've made a YouTube ingesting tool. Mm. And so all you have to do is go over and it's LBRY.com.
Yeah.
You go there. There's, I don't know where the link is, but somewhere.
I'm embarrassed to say this. I signed up when it first came out and I have a chunk of tokens.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I know how to access them.
I wouldn't worry too much about it. But what you do is you put your URL for your YouTube.
I'm still down for using the system. Let's do it.
So you put your URL for YouTube into their page, and then they just put a library channel up basically for it. And then anytime you upload to YouTube, it automatically gets ingested by Library.
Yes.
And so if YouTube takes your video down, it's still there. And you didn't have to go and like upload a third time to another service. They just do it automatically, which is pretty cool.
You know, this raises so many existential issues for me. I don't know if you want to go really deep in the last few minutes
of the show here,
but at some point I want to throw up my hands and say, you know what, I'm just going to enjoy making content for the audience that wants to find me, and I'm not going to fight the system in that sense. I'm not going to bang my head against the wall because I've done it too many times. I've wasted too much energy and effort and love I could be putting elsewhere dealing with the black hole that is YouTube, not customer service, and Facebook censorship and Twitter. You know, I've had people tell me I'm shadow banned on Twitter. I don't know about that, but Facebook, I've been censored in all the ways that typically people get censored on Facebook. And I'm so hopeful for blockchain technology, and I'm so hopeful for people waking up, and that we as a movement, and I'd be tempted to say I as a candidate or as an activist, we as a movement, who we can reach already with technology the way it is so profoundly better and different that it's like I almost don't want to fight that. I just want to keep dancing and loving and putting out a good message. And I don't.
Well, it's not fighting it.
But when I hear about,
because you can't fight
trying
these
to
people.
Get a fair shake, but no, even Library is not the answer. Now, Library is an answer to a very specific immediate problem.
Correct.
And if it works for you, but it's not the ultimate answer.
No, it's just a solution.
It's
to
like
one
a stopgap for one place we're bleeding out in the conversation of good information right
what
now.
What do you think about these? I mean, there's a union, a German union called IG Metall, that's suing YouTube because they're saying content creators are basically employees, and YouTube gives no. Well, you'd have to. You got to go read.
It sounds like the crap.
See, it
that
sounds
they
like German socialist law
about
stuff.
The important part is. YouTube takes down videos and then doesn't tell the people why they took down the video.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they say it was because of a violation of their content policies.
Yes, but that's not an answer.
I had the video of me talking a bully out of a fight at a bar.
That got
taken off. Wow. Not demonetized, taken off. I was like,
But you have no idea why.
Sure.
Right? Yeah. Like, and leaving people in the dark is...
It sucks, but it's not their obligation.
What do you mean?
It's their service.
Dick move.
Well, yeah.
But
when you
it's
say
not
it's their
a
service,
legal violation under
no,
U.S. law.
Thanks to
and
it
they
all
make
the time.
You sign a long contract.
Sure.
Yeah.
Check a box that you after a bunch of text that nobody reads.
Whenever I get a bank close an account, it's always the same, basically a carbon copy of the same letter that says, well, in our terms of service, it says that we can break up with you anytime, but we don't have to tell you why. So that's what we're doing. Have a nice day. We'll give you a check.
Yeah.
And that's all they have to do.
Is this because I'm a libertarian?
Or is it because I sell Bitcoin? Or is it because bills. Right. I send wire transfers to a Bitcoin exchange. Yeah. You know, they never answer the questions that I have about these sorts of things. Now, there have been a few exceptions, like local banks that have been pretty cool
sure.
about it.
Bad but these big banks don't do it. Isn't an excuse for bad customer service.
But it's not illegal, what they're talking about. Maybe in Germany it is, but all they got to do is move their offices out of Germany.
Well, so the other big existential issue with this for me is seeing how this has been reframed as the conservatives are being censored by the liberal media, and mm-hmm. it's like...
You're not a conservative.
And the libertarians don't exist?
To
We've been censored
mainstream media,
out of existence
we don't.
By comparison.
To mainstream media, we don't exist.
Yeah, it's scary.
Unless you live in New Hampshire, in which case they actually pay attention to us.
There was a golden age of free speech on the internet.
You think it's over?
No. Well, maybe that period was, mm-hmm. but there's going to be another one coming if it is. I would say it comes and goes. We're in a lull. We're in a lull right now where the conversation on the internet has been really squelched down by YouTube and Facebook primarily in a way that keeps the message that gets out establishment friendly.
For sure. Yeah, well, they are the
exactly
establishment.
It.
I mean, Facebook.
But it
and
wasn't
YouTube.
Always the case. There was a period.
You're talking about the number one and number two websites on the internet, right? Like Google and Facebook. That's the establishment.
Right. Yeah. Well,
so
I mean, the rest of the establishment. The internet is no longer its own establishment. It's part of the bigger establishment. It's part of the statist, banking, corporatist.
There will always be solutions, though. And there will always be these technological wizards who come up and propose these things, like Mastodon is a good one. That's a decentralized alternative to Twitter that they can't talk. You know, they can't stop you. If you want to run your own server, no one can stop you from doing that. And, of course, there's the dark net. You know, these are places where there's still some freedoms that, you know, can't be controlled. And obviously, it's not perfect.
I have no problem with the Prager's University people and the IG Metal people.
Prager's University?
Prager University.
Oh, that talk show host guy.
I don't know how it's related to Dennis Prager, but
okay.
At Prager University is this YouTube channel that is now suing YouTube.
Over what?
Well, that YouTube is a forum, claims to be a forum where they're mm-hmm. not responsible for content that's uploaded, but at the same, but they're like a publisher would be.
Mm-hmm.
So they therefore have to remain unbiased according to U.S. law or whatever. And that's fine. I don't care. I say these people write the laws. They benefit from the laws, and by God, use the laws against them. I don't care. I'm not going to sit as like a libertarian back here and say, well, it's their platform. They get to do what they want. Screw those people.
Right. Because they're an extension of the government. You know,
they are the state.
At what point does that...
I'm sorry. This is a big conversation, and we don't have time to get into it. But
people tomorrow...
On the right, we could do it tomorrow. The people on the right wing have been demanding this stuff, like these Prager people and Chris Cantwell. They want the government to come in and regulate Facebook. They want the government to regulate YouTube. You better watch out, because if you want the government to come in and start checking people's code and auditing their algorithms, then everybody's going to have to open up their code to the government. You're going to have a new government code.
Can I just focus
authority.
On dissolving the federal government for a while?
I wish we could, but we're out of time for tonight. We'll see you tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. Build the alternatives. Don't try to control these people, because it's just going to come back and bite you.
Here, here.
See you tomorrow.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion. Located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge. Featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.